I'm sitting here with Richard Boyd. Rich, you've been in the borough for quite some time. Tell us about it.
My whole life, 76 years, grew up. In fact, I'm living in the same house that I was born in.
Wow.
My grandfather built it. My father bought it when he passed away, and I bought it from my dad.
You mean the first half of your life?
Yeah.
That's your whole life?
Yeah, right, right.
All right, what do you think of Brentwood in general? I mean, obviously, you feel pretty good about it. You've been here all this time.
Very positive about it. Obviously, there's been changes, some of which are not to the better, but there's a lot that have been. Well, I lived here when there was a movement put to merge with Baldwin, and the citizens rose up and defeated that motion.
Said, no, we want to be here by ourselves.
And I felt that education-wise, as good as you could get around here, other than one of the major schools like Mount Lebanon or Upper St. Clair, kids all did well in college. They're all working now in jobs where they're contributing to society.
Well, I think it can become even better than what it was.
Potential is always there to do that.
You get good people in, you'll get good borough as a result.
I think the demographics of the borough has changed. When I was growing up, your neighbors were attorneys and doctors and professional people, business owners. And now some of them are business owners, but they're a different kind of business. They're roofers and cement masonry people. And
nothing wrong with that. We need those guys.
No. And I think they haven't gotten into the fabric of the community yet. And I think that'll happen
because they're hardworking.
Right. That's what I mean. If they're working, they're not on a 9-to-5 job where they can, you know, come home. And I'm sure it'll come because I think the will is there to do that. There's just in this project alone, even though I've been here all my life, a lot of these people I don't know. And I didn't know until I got involved in this. And they have the spirit to make these things happen.
Right. And the desire.
Yeah.
And their home is
right
here in Brentwood.
Right.
Do you have any memories of Brentwood that you'd like to share?
Well, I do, and one of them ties into the project that I'm working on.
Go ahead.
Historical Society is the participation in Little League Baseball. I was present in 1950 when Brentwood became the first community in Allegheny County to have a Little League in their community. And I played 3 years in the Little League and 5 more years in organized baseball in Brentwood and have some really fond memories. I have friends that I made during those years that I'm still friends with. And I have memories of my kids competing in athletics when they were in high school. All three of them were athletes. One was track, one was softball, another one was basketball. The spirit of Brentwood is, I think, unequaled in their sport. And they've basically been competitive.
You've had a lot to do with the book. Tell us what you've done.
My book?
This book.
Well, my participation in this book was to contribute on the Little League, and I contributed not only some artifact, but some text on the background, what the men's names were that were the founding fathers of Little League. And my wife was involved in that, too. In some of the, we have photographs from old 4th of July parades, and her house, which is one of the older houses in Brentwood, where she grew up, is in the book. We contributed a section on the service chapter, where her aunt, who was a wave during World War II, recently passed away, and that's what we have here. So it basically was just doing whatever the team needed because they were organized before I got involved, and I wish I had been involved in it sooner, and I'm looking forward to perhaps doing more, although my book is first priority right now. I got to get that done.
Give us a plug for your book.
Well, yeah, it's going to come out probably in the first of the year. It's called Batter Up, and the story of the early days of Little League baseball in Brentwood.
Wow. And where can someone pick up a copy of that book?
Well, it'll probably be available here at the library. I'm probably going to distribute a large sum of them, I hope. I'm still working with the president of the BAA, Brentwood Athletic Association, who may have some. And we haven't decided this yet whether or not new people that sign up this January for next summer would automatically get one of these so they could read the history of the Little League in Brentwood before they actually participate.
Cool. Thanks so much for all your effort, Rich. I really appreciate your comments today, too. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Can't think of anything offhand, but...
Are you a believer in Brentwood?
Oh, I certainly am. I'm all in favor of that motto.